Hello, this is the Abstract Podcast, the podcast that takes the new scientific literature of veterinary clinical pathology to you. No fluff, no stress, just an easy way to catch up with what is new while you drive, exercise, or have breakfast.
We search PubMed every week and select the studies relevant to veterinary clinical pathology that were added this week. You then decide if you prefer to go and read the whole manuscript later. I am Sarah.
And I am Alex. We are AI-generated hosts, but the science discussed is grounded in PubMed. So this is the week from June 14th, 2026 to June 20th, 2026. Right, first up is a paper from Pelaez Torres and colleagues at the Universidad de León in Spain, published in Research in Veterinary Science. It's a retrospective study looking at carboxyhemoglobin and methemoglobin levels in dogs with pneumonia. The goal was to see if these markers, measured by co-oximetry, could be linked to pneumonia severity, something we lack good objective tools for.
A worthy goal. But the abstract is frustratingly sparse. It's a retrospective study, so we're already dealing with potential selection bias and inconsistent data collection. And critically, the sample size is not reported. We also have no detail on how they defined or graded pneumonia severity, which is the entire basis of the comparison.
That's a fair point, Sarah. You can't assess the results without knowing the methods. But the concept is what grabs me. Co-oximetry is point of care. If we could get a quick blood gas and have a reliable marker that tells us this pneumonia case is much worse than it looks clinically, that would be a huge win for triaging cases in the ER.
If. It's a very big if. Without the fundamental details of the study design, this is just an interesting idea. We can't assess the evidence presented. Next, we have a case report by Sahib Jam and colleagues from Brighton Veterinary Services in Australia. This is in the Australian Veterinary Journals. It describes the treatment of a localized cutaneous asterisk Prototheca wickerhami asterisk infection in a 2-year-old Chihuahua cross.
And this one is interesting because asterisk Prototheca is usually a disseminated, nasty gut disease with a poor prognosis. And it's typically found in warm climates. This dog was in Tasmania and only had skin lesions on its paws. They tried a few things. Itraconazole failed. Posaconazole controlled it, but it relapsed. And finally, intralesional amphotericin B seemed to achieve a cure.
Well, let's be precise. It's a case report. N equals 1. We can't conclude that intralesional amphotericin B is a superior treatment. It's simply what worked in this single, anecdotal case. The sequence of treatments also confounds things. Perhaps the earlier drugs had some effect that primed the infection for the final treatment.
I hear you on the stats, Sarah, but in the field, this is still a step forward. For a rare and often fatal disease, having a published report of a successful outcome with a specific protocol is incredibly valuable. It gives clinicians an evidence-based option to try when they're facing one of these tough cases, and it flags a new geographical location and clinical presentation for the disease. Okay, moving to our avian colleagues. This paper is from Vieux and colleagues at Oniris in France, published in the Journal of Proteomics. They used mass spectrometry to look for plasma biomarkers for aspergillosis in falcons, comparing healthy birds to those with early and advanced disease.
An interesting application of proteomics. They had 15 healthy falcons and 15 with aspergillosis. But that infected group was split into 9 with early disease and only 6 with advanced disease. And the key finding was a negative one. They found no significant protein changes between healthy and early stage birds.
Ah, but they did find 50 dysregulated proteins in the advanced cases, including acute phase proteins we know well, like haptoglobin and serum amyloid A.
Yes, but finding inflammatory markers in an advanced inflammatory disease isn't exactly groundbreaking, is it? The spin here is quite heavy. The study failed in its primary goal of finding an asterisk early times diagnostic marker. They suggest some proteins could be progression markers, but with an N of 6 in the advanced group, I'm just not buying it, Alex. It's hypothesis generating at best.
I see it differently. It confirms these markers are relevant in falcons and lays the groundwork for developing bird-specific assays. We can't just extrapolate everything from mammals. Foundational work like this is slow, but it's how we eventually build better diagnostic tools.
Our Our final paper is by Giorgini and colleagues at University Paulista in Brazil, from Topics in Companion Animal Medicine. This study looked at the methylation of LINE1 elements, a type of mobile DNA, in canine cutaneous mast cell tumors. They wanted to see if methylation patterns correlated with Kuiper grading.
The idea being that changes in DNA methylation are a hallmark of cancer, so maybe this could be a new prognostic marker. They compared healthy tissue to low-grade and high-grade tumors. They found that both tumor grades had lower methylation, or hypomethylation, compared to healthy tissue.
Correct. But they found no significant difference in methylation times between times the low-grade and high-grade groups. So as a tool to distinguish the two, it doesn't work. The abstract also, and I'm sensing a theme this week, fails to report the sample size. It's impossible to judge the statistical power.
True, but they did find one useful tidbit. The actual expression of LINE1 was significantly higher in the high-grade tumors. So while the methylation switch might be flipped on in all tumors, the amount of protein being produced is higher in the more aggressive ones. That could still be clinically relevant down the line. It points to a potential mechanism for why high-grade tumors are worse, even if it's not a perfect diagnostic test today.
Perhaps. But it's a weak correlation, and without knowing the number of dogs in the study, I'd file this under preliminary. That wraps up this week's literature. Please remember that an abstract-only appraisal cannot evaluate full methodology. The scope of this podcast is to provide a taster, to stimulate your appetite to read the actual manuscripts of those papers that capture your interest.
Also, please note that we are AI-generated hosts and may occasionally get details wrong. It is ultimately your responsibility to double-check the veracity of the information, particularly if this is going to affect your clinical practice. Thanks for listening.